Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be in listen-only until the question-and-answer portion of the call. At that time, to ask a question, press star, then one, and please be sure to record your first and last name. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Your first speaker for today is Ms. Sharon Feller, Worldwide Tivoli VAD Executive. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Valerie, and welcome, everyone. As Valerie said, my name is Sharon Feller, and I work on the Tivoli team. And my single purpose in life here at IBM is to help you drive more Tivoli revenue through your second-tier partners. So it's with that goal in mind that was the genesis for having this important three-part series on the Tivoli portfolio and marketing guidance for 2011. And this series was specifically designed for you, our distributors, to give you the market insights, the product and marketing guidance, so you could have the information right now that you need to be really laser-focused to start planning with your partners. So before we begin, just a couple of comments. As I said, it's a three-part series. Today we'll be talking about security and storage, and then tomorrow we'll be talking about, at the same time, same place tomorrow, call-in number, we'll be talking about automation and enterprise asset management. Next Thursday, November 18th, we'll have Tamara Crawford, and her team will be on to talk about the marketing and sales plays for the first half of 2011. So we hope that you'll be able to join us for all of these key meetings, and they will be available for replay. So if you find other people in your organization that would benefit from the content, please have them take a listen to the replay. If you can't get to the presentation on the Partner World link, just send me a quick email at sfeller@us.ibm.com. It's on the cover of the presentation, and I will shoot you over the presentation. We have two outstanding presenters today, and at the end we'll have about 5 minutes for questions. If after that time you guys have additional questions or want to have a deep dive on any part of the portfolio, just let me know by sending me an email, and we'll be delighted to work with you and your local IBM team. So let's go over to page two. Most of you have hopefully seen this chart before, and this represents the four Tivoli product pillars. The blue text is a hot link to all the sales plays in Partner World for each one of the pillar areas, so please go check that out. The worldwide opportunity for this portfolio is about $37 billion with a B. The area where many of you are really very successful already is the storage area, which is where we have about 34% of the 2011 opportunity, and there's 5.4% growth projected through 2015. Automation has the largest opportunity, almost 40% of the opportunity at $15 billion worldwide. The solutions and the products in this portfolio, they're a little more complex, but there's absolutely entry points for your partners to start expanding their business into the space. We have a great product set here, and Brad Willard will talk to you more about that tomorrow. Security is a super hot area with $9 billion of opportunity. IBM has made 16 acquisitions in this area in the past 2 years, and we have done and will continue to do a lot of work across the brands to really integrate and lay out the security framework. There's many, many products for your partners to start attacking this opportunity in the security space, like Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, and then VSP, which will be announced later in November. And Lisa Jensen will be talking about that momentarily. One of our latest acquisitions is Big Fix. This is white hot as I'm out talking to VADs. Everybody's talking about Big Fix and wants to figure out how to integrate that and sell that in their sales toolkit. There will be products that will be part of both automation and the security portfolio, and Brad Willard will be talking to you more about that tomorrow. And then last but not least, you'll hear from Paul Williams, and he'll talk about enterprise asset management, which has over $1 billion of opportunity worldwide for 2011. And this portfolio is a little bit of a different sell, but the product set is extremely hot, market leader, and once partners get into a client location, it becomes very easy to upsell additional components because the products have a lot of outstanding benefits in ROI. So I think we have a great lineup for you over the next two days. Appreciate your time and coming to spend with us to go through this. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Lisa Jensen, and she's going to talk to you more about the security portfolio. Lisa?
Thanks, Sharon. My name is Lisa Jensen, and I, as Sharon said, I'm the Worldwide Tivoli Security Channel Manager. So if you could go to the next slide titled 2011 and Beyond Global Security Trends. And as Sharon said, security is a very hot area right now, and I've been working with the security product management team. And what I'd like to share with you is some interesting global security trends that are happening right now. The first one is there's a greater complexity and increased security attacks, really driven by the greater connectivity and more embedded system and less obvious perimeters. Obviously, there's more data storage right now, and really there's with the greater data, there's more attacks. For example, the Pentagon attack in the U.S. in June 2007, computer hackers gained access to unclassified email systems in the office of the Defense Secretary. There was also an attack, a denial attack, on the Estonian government in 2007. It actually brought websites down in Estonia, crippling the Minister of Defense. There's also growing threats to the critical infrastructure of national security. We've got growing threats to online services, attacking not only individuals but industries. We've got an emergence of sophisticated market attacks, new levels of complexity and malware never seen before. And we've also got compliance regulations and industry codes of practice that really is really increasing system complexity. So all of these trends are really increasing the need for companies to have increased security. If you turn to the next slide, what you're seeing as a result of this is really an increased security market opportunity as shown in this slide from IDC. And you can see here security market opportunity is growing. Not only for products, but for services as well. And you can really see the market opportunity is fast-growing. This slide here shows the market opportunity between 2009 and 2012. And you can see here that IBM's participation in IT security hardware and services is 4%. And while the security market is historically fragmented, the competitors are moving rapidly to strengthen their positions through consolidation. So if you move to the next slide, what we have here is IBM showing their delivery of comprehensive security governance through risk and compliance management. So what this slide is showing you here is IBM is well poised in this growing market as the only security vendor in the market with an end-to-end framework and solution coverage from both the business and IT security perspectives. IBM's approach is strategically to manage risk end-to-end across all five domains of IT security. This multi-dimension aspect of the framework is supported by IBM's thousands of research professionals, hundreds of patents, and a long and deep history of supporting customers. You can see the supportive data on the bullets in this slide. If you go to the next slide, you'll see here a little bit more detail of IBM's end-to-end security framework. I'm just going to go into a little bit more detail of this framework here, and what I've done is just broken out the five different bullets, starting with people and identity. Just describing what each of these different bullets mean. People and identity, and what this is talking about is really how to mitigate the risks associated with the user access to corporate resources. Data and information, this means how to understand, deploy, and properly test controls for access to and usage of sensitive business data. Application and process. What this means is to keep applications secure, protect from malicious or fraudulent use, and hardened against failure. The next one is network, server, and endpoint. This is really to optimize service availability by mitigating risk to network components. And finally, the last one of the framework is physical infrastructure. And what this is provide actionable intelligence on the desired state of physical infrastructure security and make improvements. So what this really does is highlight IBM's end-to-end security framework. Moving to the next slide, titled IBM Security Solutions. So what this does is it takes the IBM security framework and really breaks it into three different parts to map to the products. And the three different components or the three different parts of the framework are broken into identity and access. And what this part is providing access for the right people to get to the right resources at the right time. The second part is data and application security, protect integrity and confidentiality of business data and transaction from browser to disk. And finally, the last part, data and operational security, optimize service availability by mitigating risk while minimizing operational costs. And what I've done in this slide is break these three parts into the different IBM Tivoli security products. So if you look at the first section, IBM Identity and Access, what I've listed here is the different products within this section. And you can see here I've listed the different products within each of the three different sections. And a couple things to note here. All of the products are in authorized distribution, with the exception of the products that are highlighted in green and bold. These products that are in green and bold are in open distribution, so these are available for anybody to sell. No certifications are required for these products. There's three products in this category, Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On, Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, and then finally, Tivoli Virtual Server Protection. So there's one in each of the three categories. I've also marked these with a star. These are actually three of the products that we've marked as hot for the channel. These are three products that are selling very well and three of the top best-selling products in the channel. And then one more thing to note. In the data center and operational security category, you'll see that we've got several products, or the bulk of the products in this category, actually came from the ISS internal acquisition into Tivoli. And these products are sold through the ESOS, the end-to-end security ordering system. So these are not sold through PPA, which is probably the ordering system you're most familiar with. These are ordered through ESOS. So as you'll see in the first product under data center and operational security, for example, security server protection, security site protector system, you'll see these products are ordered through ESOS. So just take a note of which products are ordered through ESOS versus PPA. So if it doesn't have ESOS after it, it is ordered through PPA. We do have one product that's an exception, virtual server protection. This is a new product, which is a software-only product that's going to actually be available for release tomorrow, November 12th. And this product is going to be available dual pipe through both ESOS and PPA. So this is going to be the first former ISS product, now IBM Tivoli security product, that's going to be available as a software-only release, available through both PPA and ESOS, available for release tomorrow. Okay, so that summarizes the IBM Tivoli security solutions divided by product into the different categories. So if you could move to the next slide, slide number 7. I just wanted to highlight some recent accolades that we've gotten from some of the different security vendors in the marketplace. I'm not going to read these, but you can see we've got some good recognition from key security vendors in the marketplace. One in particular, SE Magazine Awards. IBM was recognized as the best security company by SE Magazine earlier this year in March 2010. And, you know, clearly we've been recognized as one of the best security vendors in the market. And you can see this by the recent acquisitions we've done, by consolidating, moving ISS into Tivoli, and really, you know, by widening the breadth of offerings we have within IBM, our cross IBM security story, and really, you know, the end-to-end security store we have, and really, you know, positioning ourselves as a market leader by having an end-to-end security story. So you can read through these, you know, but clearly we are positioning ourselves as a leader in this market space. So the next slide, what's hot? I talked about three products in the previous slide, TKLM, TAMI-SSO, and BSP, and I've been working with Sharon, as she mentioned earlier. What we've done is we've put together a series of IBM security talks focusing on three products that I mentioned, and we've done IBM security talks on these products in particular to really educate our VADs and Tier 2 business partners. So what we've done is we've done a series of four IBM security talks. The first one was educating VADs and business partners on the IBM cross-brand security solution story. That talk was done on October 28th, and it's available for recording. You can actually click on the presentation and hear the presentation and recording. The second talk last week was on TKLM. The next talk will actually be in 45 minutes on TAMI-SSO. And then next week we'll have a talk on the virtual server protection product on November 18th. So I encourage you to take time to listen to these recordings or the upcoming presentations. And I do want to emphasize again that the last three products are in open distribution, so they're available to anyone to sell. And TKLM and BSP and even TAMI-SSO have some great synergy with the storage products and even the automation products. So I encourage you, if you're not a security seller, if you're a storage seller, even automation seller, TKLM, BSP, even TAMI-SSO have some great synergy with the other pillars within a Tivoli portfolio, TKLM in particular as it encrypts storage data. So please take a look at these products, because even if you're not a security seller, these products may be a great complement to your offering. So if you move to the next slide, I'm going to quickly go over three of the security products that I mentioned, starting with TKLM, the Tivoli Key Lifecycle Management. What is TKLM? TKLM is a simplified, secure, and cost-effective key storage, key serving, and key lifecycle management for IBM self-encrypting storage devices. By enabling effective encryption of data at rest, TKLM enhances data security and compliance management. Why would you sell TKLM? TKLM is really easy to understand, sell, and implement. It's got a very short sales cycle, averaging 3 months or less. TKLM sales are increasingly, year-to-year, one of the best channel sales products. In North America, it actually went from one of the lower sales to the second best-selling product in North America for the channels. So I really, really encourage you to take a look at this product, especially if you're a storage seller, because it's easily bundled with products such as the Tivoli Storage Manager. In terms of a value proposition, TKLM can help IT organizations better manage the encryption lifecycle by enabling centralized and reliable key management process. And as I mentioned, TKLM is an excellent complement to TSM, and combined with TSM can help with the competitive takeout. And the current version of TKLM is version 2.0. And you can see on this slide I've got a lot of information. I'm not going to go into detail, but at the bottom of this slide I do have a lot of the resources. You can see here that I've got a link to the sales kit, the data sheet. I've got a link to the migration guide, and then there's a good article here, the Tivoli Beat article. So everything you need can be found on this slide right here. So if you move to the next slide, the Tivoli Access Enterprise Single Sign-On, I've got the solution overview here. So the Tivoli Access Manager for Single Sign-On, our latest release here is version 8.1, and the Tivoli Access Manager Enterprise Single Sign-On provides single sign-on to all applications across across all major enterprises, across all major network asset access points. The average deal size for a Tivoli Access Manager single sign-on opportunity is between $60K and $120K. And again, this is another product in open distribution with an average sales cycle of about 60 days to 90 days. Another product in open distribution. Where would you look for the opportunities for this particular product? Any customer that has password issues. So industries with specific issues, we've had a lot of success with customers in the healthcare vertical, finance, government, and manufacturing. So those are the industries that we've had success with particular verticals. Typical sponsors for this have been the CIO and CSO, and then the chief compliance officer. And again, if you look at the bottom of the slide, resources, we do have a very robust sales kit for this. Lots of different resources available. We do have a TAMI SSO white paper. There is a TAMI SSO demo. There's a Know Your IBM module. And then we do have a Just Push Go campaign for this with an email marketing tactic and an internet marketing tactic. So lots and lots of resources available for this particular product. So I do encourage you to go take a look at that. And one thing in particular and why it's hot for the channel here is use of this product can dramatically help reduce help desk costs. And help desk costs can be reduced by 35%, really by curtailing the cost of reducing password resets. So, you know, please take a look at this product. We have a lot of good case studies available. When you look at the sales kit, you can look at the case studies for this. So there's a really, really strong ROI for this product. So I encourage you to take a look at this. And if you go to the next slide, TAMI SSO is a market-leading solution. I did put in here a particular graphic here from a recent Gartner report. IBM got a strong positive from Gartner on this. You can see here all the different competitors. This just came out recently, so Gartner did rate IBM with a strong positive, so a very strong reinforcement that IBM does have a market-leading solution. And one more resource available to you is that we do have a try-and-buy available for customers. So you can click here on the link and actually try it. And we did found that when customers do try the solution, we have an 80% closure rate. So I do encourage you to take a look at the try and buy capability for this product. The product management team did put a lot of time into putting the try and buy capability together. So please take a look at that. It really does help, you know, close deals. And then finally, the last product I have is the Virtual Server Protector product. We have the Virtual Server Protector product for VMware, and as I mentioned, this is a new product that's going to be available tomorrow for release. The previous version was available as Virtual Server Software, so this has been renamed as Virtual Server Protection, and the version number is going to be version 1.1. This is a software-only release that's going to be available, as I mentioned, tomorrow, so it's the first time it's going to be available in TPA. And what this product does is address security gaps created by virtual environments. So when applications and services are running in a virtualized environment, new security gaps are created. So organizations should evaluate the solution to help address these gaps, to address these new security requirements. So the sales play is really to add VSP as an adjacency sale to storage virtualization deals. So this is also a good complement for storage partners to use. And again, if you look at this slide, at the bottom of the slide, we do have a lot of different resources available. We have a VMware sales kit for VSP. We have a data sheet. We have a client presentation, a technical overview, a quick reference guide. The features available, we have intrusion prevention and firewall, automatic VM discovery, VM rootkit detection, inner VMware traffic analysis, virtual infrastructure auditing and reporting, virtual networking and access, IBM virtual patch technology. And again, you can read through the benefits. The target industry is cross-industry. You can see here the client sales and the targeted buyers. And again, a lot of different resources available on this product. So, you know, another great product. And again, not only security sellers, but storage sellers are also a great target for this. So if you move to the next slide, I know I'm running out of time here, Sharon, but I'm just going to talk briefly about the roadmap. So we do have a lot of things coming on the roadmap for 2011. The first slide I have is identity and access roadmap. You can see here for this particular part of portfolio, our strategy here is to increase the value that customers realize by extending the identity context to application, data, and threat management. So what we're looking at doing, in particular the focus areas for this part of the portfolio, is extending the identity and access governance capabilities, decreasing operational costs, and enterprise security hub. So really expanding the number of mainframe products that zSecure supports today. So you can read through this and see in particular what areas that we're focusing on within the identity and access part of the portfolio. So if you go to the next part of the presentation on the roadmap, the data and application security part of the portfolio, the strategy that we have for this part of the portfolio is to deliver innovative, integrated new solutions to address critical compliance and data protection challenges. So what we're looking at doing here is working on data loss prevention, also known as DLP, and content-aware access control, application security content control, also known as Secure Content Gateway, which will be a new product within a security portfolio, end-to-end compliance management visibility, and then also looking at becoming a standards leader, taking a leadership position within the standards portion, really driving XACML through J2EE.net and data services via TSPM. And again, you can read through in more detail where we're looking at heading within this portion of the portfolio. And then finally, actually I've got two more areas. As you all know, we've got the IBM X-Force Research and Development. X-Force Research and Development is really the backbone of the IBM security offerings. And again, we're going to continue to expand and integrate X-Force content within the IBM offerings. So we're going to continue to execute IBM security content, expand the security content coverage and offering capabilities. We're going to integrate with IBM R&D and then, of course, integration with other IBM offerings, including driving security content for all IBM security offerings across IBM Security Services, Tivoli Security, Rational AppScan, WebSphere Data Power, and Guardium, which also offer security offerings within the IBM cross-brand security portfolio. And then finally, we've got the roadmap for the data center and operational security, which will address security and compliance requirements to management threats against the data center and enterprise, adopting virtualization and cloud technologies. And again, you can read through this, but this is really virtual server protection, network intrusion prevention, and endpoint and server protection. And then finally, I'm going to wrap up just talking about the slide titled Additional IBM Security Resources. We've got a lot of resources around IBM Security. You can see on this slide here we've got sales kits posted on PartnerWorld, sales plays. We've got IBM security solutions posted on the website. We've got the IBM security whiteboard. We've got an IBM security messaging guide. As I touched on earlier, we've got a number of analysts and reports as well as awards. We've got an IBM cyber security campaign that you can download, including the X-Force mid-year trend and risk report. We've got the Secure by Design campaign, and then we've got the IBM Security Solutions YouTube channel. So finally, I want to talk a little bit about the Security War Room before I turn it over to Rodney Fannin. The Security War Room is a tool available for IBM security sellers. So any sellers that have an opportunity, they can actually reach out to the Security War Room for assistance, and you can read through this. But if you have an opportunity that you're having problems with, you can't find anybody to help you, you do have the Security War Room available for assistance. And we do have an email on this slide titled IBM Security War Room. You can read through this, but there is a particular email, securebp@us.ibm.com. You can email for assistance. This is a great resource we have available for business partners. The Security War Room is very proactive in helping our business partners with opportunities. So please take advantage of the Security War Room. They've been great in helping business partners progress deals. So at this point, I'm going to turn it back to Sharon since I'm at the bottom of the hour, and I think, Sharon, you're going to do Q&A at the end of the session, correct?
Right. So we're just going to turn it right over to Rodney, who's going to give us the update on storage software. So, Rodney, turn it over to you.
Great. Thanks, Sharon. Good day, everybody. Go to slide 24 in the deck. I'll start talking about some of the market opportunities within the Tivoli storage software segment. As you may know, data is going to grow. It doesn't matter what the economy is doing. As long as companies continue to do business and customers continue to sell and manufacture goods, data is going to be created. So if you look at the chart, you can see that it's predicted that data is going to grow into the zettabytes by 2015, and that's going to far exceed the growth of the budget for the storage resources. So we're going to have to start doing some new things within the software and within the hardware areas to reduce the data through deduplication techniques and things of that nature. But regardless, there's still going to be lots of data that needs to be managed. If you go to the next slide, slide 25, this chart breaks down exactly what we've seen over the last couple of years from an economic standpoint with the storage hardware devices. So the dark blue graphs on the left side of the screen is the total external storage revenue that we've seen in the market as reported by IDC Storage Tracker. And you can see the first three quarters, actually pretty much the whole year of 2009, was down significantly from 2008, and that's, you know, completely related to the impact on the economy. But as you can see, the first two quarters of 2010, we're starting to see some growth there. So 17% growth in the first quarter in revenue and 20% growth in the second quarter in revenue. And if you look at the right side of the page, that's the actual number of storage drives that have been sold. And again, you see the deep decline in 2009, and it starts to see the recovery of 17% growth and 21% growth in 2010. So we're expecting to continue to see growth in this area, which means we're going to need a lot more licenses from a software perspective to manage those devices and to manage the storage data that's going to be held on those. If you go to the next slide, this breaks down the market opportunity a little bit differently. If you look at the IDC Storage Tracker reports, they break the market down into three segments: entry, mid-range, and high-end. And the mid-range is the largest segment in that area, and also the area that we're gonna see the largest growth. The high-end and the entry are pretty much even from a revenue or market opportunity perspective. The entry area is growing, while the high end is decreasing, and that just means that more people are buying entry range and mid range storage devices to manage their data, as opposed to spending large quantities of money on extremely high end complex storage devices. The multiple boxes that are under those areas is where IBM fits related to the competitors, and you can see in the high end. That's where IBM has generally played. We're expecting to see a decline in the high-end market, and we're expecting to see some large growth in the mid-range and the entry level. So if you're familiar with the new StoreWise V7000 announcement that STG made a couple of weeks ago, this is exactly where the STG storage strategy is headed. And right now it's targeted solely on the mid-range to try to capture as much market share from EMC and our other competitors as we can. So now I want to talk a little bit about where the storage portfolio breaks down competitive-wise with market share and where we're seeing areas of growth. So slide 27 is the overall storage software. So that includes all segment areas like data protection, storage resource management, archiving, and infrastructure. So from an overall software perspective, IBM is ranked third, but we're also growing very nicely. We'd like to start taking some share away from EMC, but we are gaining on all of the other major competitors. So, again, EMC is going to be one of the target opportunities that we see moving forward from a takeout perspective. Slide 28 goes deeper into the data protection and recovery area. This is where TSM resides, and we're starting to see some additional growth out of TSM. That product has been around for 17 years. It's got a very strong customer base, and we expect it to become even stronger over the next several years going into 2015. EMC had some phenomenal growth year-to-year in the second quarter of 2010, which is the last numbers that the last quarter that these numbers are available. We're actually looking in to see why EMC grew. We think that they may have put some additional revenue from some of their acquisitions into their numbers, but we're talking to IDC to find out exactly how they grew so quickly because IBM also had a very good year, but it wasn't really compared to EMC, so we're looking into that. But again, we're the number two ranking. Storage management software on slide 29 is where TPC falls into, and again, we're very strong in this area. We're second again behind EMC, and we're building out the roadmap for the product to take advantage of some of the new capabilities so that we can target EMC and again, in the mid-range space, take share and increase our revenue. And if you look at slide 30, in September of 2010, the Gartner Magic Quadrant came out, and IBM increased its position from the lower upper right-hand quadrant to actually surpass EMC as well as NetApp. IBM was really the only competitor in the Magic Quadrant study to actually move spaces. The other competitors that are listed there pretty much stayed the same, and some of them maybe even just slid slightly. But there was no dramatic movement from either of the competitors. So IBM, according to Gartner, is definitely making strides in TPC to make that product best of breed. Okay, slide 31 breaks down the storage infrastructure software. This is where SVC falls into play. It also includes a lot of other software that IBM doesn't really deal with, but this is where SVC is incorporated. And, again, we're growing very nicely, 26% year-to-year. In the category overall, we're ranked number four, but since we only deal with SVC, we're number one by a large margin there. So the last area on slide 32 talks about pretty much the newest area that IBM has just made announcements that we're really targeting into, and that's archiving. We announced the Information Archive product earlier this year in the first quarter, and we're already number one in this position with 24% share, and we're expecting to grow. We've got new announcements for Information Archive in the roadmap that I'll get to in a little bit, but this is an area that we really see a lot of opportunity. So if you break down the overall storage software space between TSM, TPC, SVC, and Information Archive, we're seeing growth across all four of those areas, and we're taking share away from our competitors. So while we had some economic issues in 2009, in 2010 we're starting to see a recovery and a rebound, and we only expect that to grow stronger into 2011. So let me just talk briefly about some of the roadmaps. If you recall, we've had some major announcements across the entire portfolio within the last 12 months. So we introduced TSM version 6. We introduced TPC version 4.2. And also with STG, just within the last couple of weeks, we announced the StoreWise V7000 suite and a new version of SVC. Also, at the beginning of last year, or sorry, the beginning of this year, we announced the new product Information Archive. So we pretty much refreshed the entire storage software portfolio within the last 12 months. So having said that, while we do have point releases on the roadmaps that we're working on, we don't have any major new announcements for the products until fourth quarter of 2011. So we'll give you plenty of opportunity to sell the products that we have now. So if you haven't started learning and doing enablement on those products, it's a good time to do that because they're going to be stable for the next 12 months. So as you can see on slide 33, the Tivoli Storage Manager roadmap, the new version of TSM, the big release of TSM 6.3 is going to come out in the second half of 2011, and that's actually going to be the fourth quarter of 2011. We are working on the data protectors for TSM, and we do have a new one that's coming out in the first quarter that we're going to be adding into the portfolio, and that's a Tivoli Storage Manager for Virtual Environments, and it's going to have incredible support for VMware vStorage API, and we'll be able to integrate much better into the TSM architecture and storage environment with VMware virtual machines. So that is one area that we're looking to take advantage of in the first half of next year. The TPC roadmap, again, we've got the 4.2 released that we've just announced, so we're not having any other major announcements for TPC until the first half of 2012, which is when TPC 5.x will come out. So there's just going to be minor revisions over the base of the product through 2011. So with the new announcement of 4.2, we think that we've gotten a stable product that's much easier to install, much easier to manage, and much easier to sell. So that's what we're expecting to happen in 2011. The virtualization roadmap for SVC has actually been integrated with the StoreWise V7000 roadmaps. So as you look at the elements that are being worked on for the first half of 2011, the second half of 2011, and then on into 2012, you can see that some areas are going to be specifically for StoreWise, and some areas are going to be specifically for SVC, but the majority of the elements that are being worked on are a common code base, and you'll see that actually even more tightly integrated as we move on past 2012. And then slide 37, we're talking about the information archive. And again, since we just announced the base of the product earlier this year, the next big release will be version 3.1, which will happen next year. And again, we'll be adding a lot more connector interfaces and then ways to manage the collections for the archive and materials and then indexing. Those are going to be the major elements from a customer perspective that we'll be adding. We'll also be working on the upgrade elements so that the hardware and the software will be able to be updated without any disruptions. All right, so slide 38, what to sell in 2011. So this is the full storage portfolio. So on the left, we have Tivoli Storage Manager, and then on the right, we have the rest of the TSM story, as well as TPC and SVC. The products in blue are in open distribution, and the products in red are in authorized distribution. So the easy way to think about it is TSM and Information Archive are open, and SVC and TPC are in authorized. The only exceptions for those are the SVC Entry Edition and TPC Basic Edition. So that's one way to look at that. So from a selling perspective, we're seeing growth in all four of those major areas. So we're expecting to continue to upgrade customers from TSM version 5 to TSM 6, as well as sell additional licenses. And then we're expecting TPC and SVC to continue to grow. And then with the entry of Information Archive, we're expecting to really penetrate that market as well. Okay, this is my last slide. This is just a list of storage software sales resources. If you go into the view mode for PowerPoint, those hot links will be available, and they'll take you straight to Partner World. All of our sales kits include all of the information that you really need to know to either learn the products, present to a customer, look at competitive information, look at analyst information, and press. So everything that we have available on those products are going to be listed there. And I guess with that, I'll turn it back over to Sharon, and we can go into questions.
Rodney, thank you very much. Valerie, are you online to help us?
Yes.
Will you read the directions for people asking questions again?
At this time, to ask a question, to press star, then one, and please be sure to record your first and last name. One moment. There are no questions at this time.
Okay, great. Well, everyone, thank you so much for your time and joining today. I hope this was valuable information for you, and I thank our speakers, Lisa Jensen and Rodney Fannin, for giving us all this great information on the call today. And hopefully everyone can join us tomorrow for two additional presentations that we're going to have on automation and enterprise asset management. So we look forward to from being with you guys again tomorrow. Same time, 10 a.m. Eastern time, same call-in number. And then next week we'll have the November 18th call where we'll talk about the marketing and sale play assets for 2011. So thank you very much, and everybody have a nice afternoon or evening.